It's now being that time of the month. I think every second month we have someone from the local police come in and talk to us. And I have with me this afternoon Senior Sergeant Tim Evans. He's the station cluster master for Hillsville, Warburton, Yarra Glen and Yarra Junction. So welcome, Tim.
Thank you. It's really good to be here with you.
No worries. Great to have you in. Now, coming up, I believe you've got a forum coming up that you'd like to talk about.
Yeah, we do. We've got a neighbourhood policing forum that's specialised for the Yarra Rangers. Yep. So it covers the whole Yarra Range, which is obviously a very diverse, wide area.
Yep.
So we'd be really keen to see people from each of the different towns in the Yarra Rangers represented at this forum. Yep. It's an open community forum on Thursday, the 8th of May. At 5:30 p.m. and it's going to be held at Yarra Valley Racecourse.
All right, hang on, let's go there. It's Thursday, 8th of May.
That's right.
What time?
5:30 p.m.
5:30, and it's the Yarra Glen Racecourse.
It is.
Terrific venue, isn't it?
Great venue, yeah.
Glen Racecourse. Because you held last year, I think it was, we had your big boss Peter in when she was the acting in this area, and you had a road policing forum there too, didn't you?
That's right. Yeah, that one was specific for issues to do with road use, yeah. And road safety, whereas this one is a bit more broad, and it's about hearing from the community as to what their priorities are for local safety issues.
So I was just going to ask you, I don't want to cut across you.
Yeah.
Pardon me. It's part of the forum, like it's not necessarily you telling the police what you telling the people what they should be doing. A big part of it is you want to hear what they want,
absolutely,
what they need.
Yeah, this is a forum set up for the community to have that feedback loop with their local police and have some input into what's happening locally. It's really important for us to hear from people in the community out here in the Yarra Valley because we only have a few police units out here at any one time, so. The community is really our eyes and ears for the majority of the problems happening.
Tim, and it's probably a bit of an unfair question because the forum hasn't happened yet and we'd like to hear the outcome of the forum. What do you think or what do you think is going to be the first priority in the whole of the Yarra Valley that people are most concerned about?
Well, all the time we hear the community talk to us about issues on the roads, particularly speeding and road rage and improper use of cars causing safety issues. But the topics that we'll kind of bring some information to the community on at this forum are sort of current crime trends and some information about crime prevention, family violence, young people, crime in young people, or safety in young people broadly. Road policing and then drug and drug-related crime. So they're our sort of broad topics, but we're interested in any topics the community have to raise.
And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but a lot of these crimes that are happening, do you personally, because I think they probably are very often done by people that are on drugs, and I'm not picking on anyone here, because they don't seem to have any fear when they're on drugs.
It's true. Drugs and alcohol have always had strong links to crime activity, but it would be hard to say that all of our crimes caused by drugs and alcohol.
I was suggesting that.
Yeah, it's certainly always a factor to consider.
Yeah, and from what I hear, that's one of the problems is that a person, and we're not talking about young people, old people, we're talking about just people in general, that they seem to lose their fear when they're on drugs.
Yeah, they can. It sort of inhibits those parts of the brain that allow rational thinking and control of thoughts and that sort of thing. So, yeah.
Tim, can I just ask you, on a personal level, how long you've been in the force?
Around 15 years.
Oh, you know a bit about it. How long have you been in the Yarra Valley?
The Yarra Valley, I was appointed out here in May last year.
Oh, right. So you're still finding out what's going on out here.
That's right. It's such a broad area that I cover. There's all sorts of different issues, and each of the towns is really unique out here as well.
I was just going to ask you that. Where did you come from? Like, no, don't tell me necessarily which station, just what area did you come from?
Yeah, I've always lived in the outer east.
Yep.
So I was based at Knox before I came out to the Yarra Valley. So I had some general understanding of life out here, but it's not the same as being here, is it?
No, and I was just going to ask you, do you find there's a whole different other issues out here? I don't say more, but just different issues than what they were in say, the likes of Knox?
Absolutely. Really different area here. We're the urban fringe still, but once you come out of the built-up areas out into the Yarra Valley, the issues and the things that people talk to us about are certainly different to what you experience down the line.
Yeah, I would have thought that because you sort of get used to what's in an area and I would have thought that the build-up areas had certain sorts of crimes that caused them the most time, whereas out here it'd be something different.
Absolutely. And the townships out here are still sort of medium to small size, so a lot of people know each other and are really good at giving us intelligence information about what's happening because everyone chats in local communities.
Tim, and I don't want to get you off the topic and I don't want to put words in your mouth. I'm not here to do that. I was just talking to Sydney McLeish, pardon me, who's our local MP, and one of her mantles is that she's the opposition woman opposition spokesperson for family violence. And she was saying that a lot of times that after when you people go in and have found out family violence, often people have known about it for a long while. It's been going on next door, it's been doing this and that, but they hang back too long before they tell you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's certainly what I've experienced a number of times in responding to family violence. And, I mean, a lot of that would come from not wanting to step into other people's business.
But really, family violence is everybody's business,
isn't
it?
That's right, yeah. So, my encouragement to anyone who becomes aware of something where there might be something unsafe happening at their neighbour's house or family violence, certainly reach out to us just for some advice in the initial instance, even if it's not at the level of a 000 call straight away.
And even if you turn up, it's better for you to turn up and find that it was just an argument, that we all have arguments in our homes from time to time. You're better to do that than find out that the person should have made the call and now somebody is deceased because of it, isn't it?
That's right. And it's that peace of mind from knowing that we've at least gone and investigated and made sure that there's nothing untoward happening if that's the case. And, of course, people that report that sort of thing to police are kept anonymous as well. So it's important the community know that their identity would be hopefully kept secret.
And the other thing is too, and I interview them once a month, is Crime Stoppers because they can do that totally anonymous and it gets, I mean, I guess family violence and those things would get to your people pretty quickly from them, wouldn't they?
That's right, yeah. Crime Stoppers is a great service and they have triage processes so that anything that's high risk or family violence or needs immediate responses gets to us really quickly.
Yeah, which is good. So we should encourage people again, and I know I did when I had them on last week, mention that, you know, if there is something that's not right, just give Crime Stoppers a ring, or if it's urgent, ring 000. But if not, give Crime Stoppers, and they can get the message through, and it's completely anonymous.
Yeah.
All right. So, what are you hoping, or do you have any expectations what you're hoping to get out of this forum? We need to get back on what we should be talking about.
Well, I guess the first hope is that plenty of the community show up and have their say about their areas. Yep. And to do so, it's important that they register ahead of time to come along. And there's also an option to submit questions ahead of time, which is really helpful for us because it means that we can look at the sort of questions that the community have for us and find common themes and try and answer a bunch of questions all together.
Now, we've got to get out of here at 5 by 3, at about 5 to 3, because Greg will be in with the Oz Indie Show. But Tim will give you the contact details. Should say Senior Sergeant Tim will give you the contact details at just before 5 to 3. But could you just give us if you've got a book, can you just give us that now too, please, Tim?
Yeah, so there's a QR code that'll be attached to flyers in all your local shopping centres over the coming days. Yep. And then if you want to send an email to this email address, which is lilydale-nhp.
Now, hang on. Lilydale, and it's a dash?
Yes.
Yeah.
-nhp.
NHP.
-mgr.
-mgr.
@police.vic.com. Police.vic.gov.
Police.vic.gov.au. And people should, well, they have to register, do they, to be able to come along?
Yeah, that's right. We want to have an idea of how many people are coming along so that we can cater for the crowds that we're going to get.
And also, I guess the other thing, do you submit the questions to that same Lily Dale?
That's right. If you email that account, someone will send you a link to be able to submit some questions ahead of time.
Yep. So apart from the police, are there going to be other people there for this night? I mean, what sort of questions do you want? Do you only want it on crime, or there are other things that people can talk about?
We're keen to talk about anything that's affecting community safety. Yeah. That's obviously the police's mantra, is to deal with all aspects of community safety. So there'll be a panel of senior police.
I said there will be a panel of police.
That's right, yeah, who will be able to answer all variety of questions the community might have about their safety and what's happening in and amongst the towns out in the Yarra Valley.
Right, so we're expanding this a bit. It's not only a forum where people can come along and talk to you, that they will be answered on the night, some of the questions, by senior police.
That's right, yeah. So senior police will be presenting a bit of data and information to keep the community informed, and then we'll be available to answer those questions that have been submitted by attendees.
I've just got to take a quick break. Something's popped up on the computer, which I need to do, and we'll be straight back. But as I said, about 7 minutes to three, and which is not that far away. If you get your pad and pencil ready, and Senior Sergeant Tim will give you some more, we'll give you those contact details again. Look, it's no good as complaining that the police don't do this and they don't do that. If you don't go to these forums where you've got the opportunity to ask the question, you've got the opportunity to tell the people what's worrying you. It's no good walking away then and saying, oh, no one does anything about nothing, because here's your opportunity to go along and stress to them what's worrying you. Fair point?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
that was the old, or I shouldn't say old, that was ABBA and Ring Ring. Coming up, we're going to hear Castles in the Sky by Nathan Cavallari, and that'll be on just before 3 o'clock, and then the lead into Greg with the Oz Indie Show. I'll be back on Sunday between 12 and 3 with Music, Memories and More, and then between 6 and 8 on Sunday night with a Rock and Roll Hit Parade. Plenty of 60s music in that. And, of course, I'll be back next Wednesday. I've got 3 interviews coming up, and I'll tell you more about those on Wednesday because I just can't remember them. But I'm talking to Tim, who's the senior sergeant, looking after quite a bit of this area. Now, we had Cindy McLeish in a little while ago, as I mentioned to you, and she had trouble getting here because of the traffic, and she believes, and she thinks a lot of people are still on holiday. So I guess one of the things that people do, some awfully silly things on the roads, don't, well, they do it any time, but particularly you get people driving long distances on when they're on holidays that they normally wouldn't do.
Absolutely, and through this area, I mean, it's a destination, but it's also the way a lot of people leave Melbourne and head up to the high country, up to the Hume. So we see, especially this time of year with public holidays coming out of the school holiday period, we see a huge increase in traffic and traffic-related
trauma.
And, I mean,
you go up through the Black Spur to Mansfield, Benalla Way, you go through Yay and that, Seymour and that, so there's plenty goes on around here, isn't there?
That's right, and I mean, they're excellent driving roads up and through our area, really picturesque for going for a drive, but that also attracts people that want to push the limits a little bit as well when they're on the roads.
Yep. Have you done on the road, like as in the Highway Patrol?
No, I haven't been part of the Highway Patrol, but I've certainly in the last week been part of our efforts for statewide Operation Compass, which has been looking at road behaviour over this busy period.
I mean, I can't believe when you read the papers, some of the people are pushing the limits not 5 kilometres over the speed limit, 30 kilometres over the speed limit. I mean, you can't control a car under those conditions.
No, that's right. I mean, we have speed limits for a reason. Yep. Sometimes people think that they're too low, but really, when it comes to it, we know that lowering speed lowers your chance of a collision.
And it's not only, because I always say to people, apart from the fact that you could kill yourself, you could be maimed and never be able to have the same life ever again. But imagine if you did something stupid and your stupidity killed someone else, I couldn't live with that.
That's right. And I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, we do that mainly through visible policing and through enforcement, but the whole idea is to drive down that toll on human life.
I was talking to one of your associates probably 2 months ago, and he was out of the highway. He was still in the Highway Patrol. And we made the comment, you know, people whinge about fines, but nobody has to pay a fine. You don't have to pay a fine. They're voluntary. If you don't want to pay a fine, don't speed.
That's right, yeah.
It's so stupid when people argue and say, oh, I got fined for this. Well, no, you did it. It's a voluntary organisation. Anyway, that's my hobby. I'm not going to keep going. So I guess apart from, you broached on it just a few minutes ago, we're talking about road safety and we're asking people, please keep the road safe, apart from not only at this period, but a lot of people seem to have taken the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday off because Friday's Anzac Day and they've had, you know, a week and a half's holiday. So please keep the road safe. For me, I don't want you hitting me and I don't want you doing stupid stuff. But I guess on the night of this forum, which we're going to give them the details again in a few minutes, I guess on that night, road safety will come up as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a major issue for the Yarra Rangers, isn't it? The road toll doesn't lie, and it's never particularly good in the Yarra Rangers because, again, it attracts those people that want to do the wrong thing.
Yeah. And the problem is that I see with the road toll, we keep on trying to get them down, but the more the cars have to make them safer, the more the idiot drivers become. They just keep pushing the limits.
Yeah, potentially. I mean, we would always advocate driving safe cars with all those great features, but it does sometimes give you a little bit of a sense that you're a bit unstoppable, unbreakable, and we just know that's not the case even in a safe car.
This is probably a very unfair question to ask you because you probably haven't got the stats with you. Do you find in the Yarra Valley the most accidents are young guys? And I take that on because I was a young guy once and they do a lot of stupid things. They think they can never have an accident. Or do you find that they represent more than any other group, or is that unfair?
We know statewide young drivers do feature in the road toll at a higher rate than other demographics, but what I can say is the crashes we're seeing out here don't just affect young people. It's something that every age group is involved in, unfortunately.
Yeah. I don't want to... This interview's all about you, not about me, but I went to a thing a little while ago and there was a lady... It was designed to shock, and there was a lady there in a wheelchair. No, she wasn't in a wheelchair. She could walk some way, and she was talking to a whole lot of young people, and what struck me, she said, you know what, I can't even wipe my backside anymore.
Well, that's the reality, isn't it? Like, it just takes one incident on the road and your life changes forever.
Well, that's what she was saying. She lost all her friends and that, but it's not even that. There's no independence. Like, she can't even wipe her own backside. I mean, how anybody would want to speed and put themselves at risk like that, just absolutely. Anyway, I've got to get off my hobby horse, but I get you. Yeah, and you would know this a lot better than what I would because you're out amongst it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, that's what motivates us to keep going, keep trying to drive that road toll down and do our part to enforce the road rules and encourage safe behaviour on the roads because we just don't want to see more people end up like that.
And you've probably got a family yourself and you don't want to see them in an accident either.
That's right, yeah. They're road users as well. And so, yeah, I do worry sometimes for my own family out on the road with all the things that we see.
Yeah, I'll bet. I also had, I don't know if I told you, I also had your retired police chaplain in the first hour, Jim Pilmer, OAM, and he was saying about the culmination effect on the police over a period of time. You keep getting called to, I mean, you see stuff that we'll never see and don't ever want to see.
That's right. Our Highway Patrol do an excellent job of investigating serious injury and fatal collisions. Yep. But, yeah, they're a smallish unit when it's taken into account. So all of them have been to multiple fatalities and it does take a toll on you over time.
And you're probably more aware than I am, but Jim brought it up in the first hour that it was 5 years ago when you lost the four policemen on... they weren't all men. They were four police people on the Eastern Freeway.
That's right. 5 years. It's gone quickly. It seems like just yesterday.
Well, as Jim said, it feels like it's gone quickly, but for those four families, it hadn't gone quickly at all.
No, that's right. Life changes forever from one incident on the road.
All right, so let's get back to your forum because we want to really give this a plug. We're fast running out of time. So give us the details again, apart from the QR code, because you're going to have a lot of those in shops, are you?
Yeah, so the idea is that all the local supermarkets in the Yarra Valley are going to have a big A3 poster at the door.
Yep.
And some other shops. So if you struggle to take down the details now, either call the local police to get details or find one of those posters and there'll be a QR code that'll take you straight to the registration link.
And for those that haven't got phones or don't want to do that, how are they going to get hold of it and find out more?
Just give us a call at your local police station and they'll be able to get you on the list and give you the information you need.
Or you can go on to your site.
If you send an email to lilydale-nhp-mgr@police.vic.gov.au. That's lilydale-nhp, or neighbourhood policing that stands for, -mgr, standing for manager, at police.
I was going to ask what the MGR
was.
That's
right, yeah. Yep. At our usual at police.vic.gov.au.
Well, we certainly hope you're inundated by people coming along. And look, the police give you these opportunities and just use it because, you know, we can't say that things don't get done the way we want them done if we don't input into them. I mean, the best thing you can have is a night booked out.
Well, that's right. We get information through surveys all the time, but when you participate in a survey, you're one number in 10,000, whereas this is an opportunity to speak to police from your actual area about issues that are affecting you.
And from what you were saying before, some are going to be seeing your police as well.
That's right, yes. So our local superintendent and some members of Eastern Region Command will be there to answer any and all questions.
That sounds a terrific night. Now, it's on...
Again, it's the Thursday, the 8th of May at 5:30 at the Yarra Valley Racecourse in Yarra Glen.
And you might even get a cup of coffee.
You may, yeah. They're very nice there at the Yarra Valley Racecourse. They've always been very good to us.
Well, it's a very nice venue. I must say I've been to a couple of events out there and it really is a nice place to go. But look, don't downplay it. You've got the opportunity to go along, talk to senior police, tell them your concerns. If it's nothing's too trivial and if you've got anything you want to talk to them, take the opportunity, ask the question. I mean, they're not going to bite your head off and it's better to have done your little part than do nothing.
That's right. And I'd even encourage if you're a bit shy about asking questions, just come along and hear what's happening in your community and have input that way.
I guess so, yeah. Look, Tim, it's, unfortunately I've got to go. The 3 o'clock news is going to pass upon us. I've got to get out of here to let Greg come in. So thank you for your time. We look forward to talking to the police in another 2 months.
Thanks very much for having me.
Thank you.